This is Cambridge Judge Business School's online knowledge centre with expert commentary, analysis and insights into the issues of the day.
Making your organisation innovative is a five-day course designed to change the approach to innovation embedded within some organisations, particularly the larger ones. It should be a wide core organisational activity, argues Professor Stelios Kavalias, rather than the work of a single department or individual. His course will stress the importance of properly leveraging the key driver that underpins innovation, creativity. This lies not just with individuals, but requires many individuals to collaborate. As a result, ideas flow and new solutions emerge to be tested. It's aimed at, yes, senior managers and leaders who may have a leaning towards technology and new products, but it should also embrace a wider spectrum around business models, production, supply chain, and ultimately delivery. Stelios Kavalias is the Margaret Thatcher Professor of Enterprise Studies in Innovation and Growth.
Innovation has always been important for businesses. I would say that the perception of innovation becoming important has increased over the last couple of decades. Somebody can recall people like Tom Edison or even the Austrian economist Schumpeter claiming that we have to go through these phases of creative destruction so that industries get regenerated. But recently, things have sped up a bit in that respect.
Why?
Let's think about globalization. Many new markets have opened, right? So eventually companies have started thinking about creating new products, new services, new ways of delivering those goods into those new markets. At the same time, this old perception of the black hole innovation perspective, so you just throw money and it gets sucked out in organizations, right, has gone out the window. And now we have understandings of how processes, innovation processes are run and how we can manage them.
Is there, do you feel, a confusion still between research and development and innovation?
I think there is a bit of a confusion between R&D and innovation, but innovation really is much broader than this, right? Innovation can happen with respect to the business models that you have. A good example is Zara, the Spanish company, and how it revolutionized fashion, right, in a sense, in certain ages. R&D has had this early gains of importance on the innovation domain because of the engineering and the technology and all that stuff, but innovation is much, much broader than this.
What happens if businesses reduce their spend on innovation?
Businesses reducing their spend on innovation is the equivalent of an investor in the stock exchange that moves away from the stock exchange when this is tumbling down. When you listen to a guy like Warren Buffett, right, they would tell you that when the stock exchange goes down and everybody moves out, that's the time to buy. So when the economy is getting into a crisis, spending less on innovation is, I think, the wrong strategy. The right strategy is preparing for the next phase, right? When we're going to go out of the cycle and eventually create more growth. Innovation is a growth engine in that respect.
It's a growth engine, but it can go wrong.
Yes, indeed. Nobody said that spending is enough. Spending is a necessary but not sufficient condition, right? It's something that we need to have in mind. We need to create those buckets of resources that will be allocated towards innovation. But at the same time, there's a slew of other things that has to come together so that innovation becomes delivers value, becomes profitable.
What are the other conditions?
To make innovation work in a large organization in particular, one needs to think beyond money. We need to think about the process that we put in place. We need to think about the processes that bring people together to work effectively towards a common objective. We need to think about the guiding principles for what the right projects to work on should be. And in the end, we need to think about the culture in general that we're creating in the organization regarding innovation.
What skeleton, what framework can be put into place to ensure that organizations select the right innovative idea?
The decision of selecting the right innovative ideas is a crucial one for any organization. Examples abound of organizations that at different times made the wrong choices, right? And eventually they had to face that down the line. The pharma industry, as a good example, has gone through a major crisis in the beginning of 2001 when their pipelines have dried out. Why did this happen? The right choices were not made early on, and then not enough compounds, not enough new medicines were put in place so that they will create generating the value that they wanted. We do cover this into the Make Your Organization Innovative program, given that we think that this is one of the most, as I said, difficult and important decisions. It's a decision that links strategy, vision with execution. You don't have execution unless you put money after the ideas that you think are the right ones. How do we do this? The keyword is balance, but balance along different dimensions that we need to find more about. Balance across risk and return, balance across different markets and segments that we're covering, balance across different opinions and stakeholder perspectives in the organization. So an organization needs to create a process by which they bring together all the different stakeholders so that such a decision actually takes place successfully.
So that's one area of the program. What else is covered in that?
Let's go into the three main buckets that the Make Your Organization Innovative program is covering. So we want to view innovation as three big chunks of decisions, if you wish, right? The first one is always, where do you source ideas? Where do ideas come from? Creativity. How can we make the organization creative? The second one, we already sort of talked a bit about. It's this notion of selecting the right innovative ideas. And it's really behind this, it's the link to strategy, in a sense, right? How do we guide the creative process? And the last one is, how do we execute on the right ideas? So within each one of those, we're offering frameworks, ways of thinking, tools by which managers, senior leaders, can master the different facets, if you wish, of innovation.
Who's the program aimed at?
The Make Your Organization Innovative program is aimed at senior managers, senior leaders who are concerned about the innovativeness of their organization. Definitely, it's not a program that's aimed only at technology experts, at engineers, senior leaders in those functional roles, right? It goes broader than this, and that speaks to the fact that innovation, we view innovation as a much broader activity than simply creating new products or creating new technologies. It has to do with business models. It has to do with the ways we're delivering the goods and so on and so forth. So any senior leader that wants to see their organization innovating with respect to the areas of responsibility that they have, be it technology, but be it also supply chain or delivery, they should be thinking seriously about this program.
We've talked about innovation. We've also talked about research and development. Where does the entrepreneur come into all of this mix? Because that's an important element, isn't it?
The entrepreneur is a cornerstone, if you wish, of the innovation activity in any organization. I would even say that we should view the entrepreneur not only as an individual that stands alone, right, and starts a new company, but there could be entrepreneurial individuals even in large organizations. So indeed, when we talk in the Make Your Organization Innovative program about creativity and how do new ideas come about, a big chunk of that goes into how can we create intrapreneurship, if you wish. How can we give incentives, create the right structures, the right processes, so that those individuals that have the entrepreneurial spirit could move forward with their ideas and make them real.
Innovation, the perception of innovation is that there's the idea and it's in the marketplace tomorrow. It is not as easy as that, is it?
Getting your ideas fast enough on the marketplace is not straightforward. There is a great challenge to this, and that depends on the type of innovation or in the mix of the types of innovation that an organization wants to pursue. So indeed, there's going to be ideas that is just changing the color of the existing product that we have, and that's going to be on the marketplace tomorrow. That's not going to be the innovation ideas that are going to bring the value. The big value is going to be created by the hybrid cars, right? What Toyota did back in the 1990s when they started the project with a team of engineers, and then by 2000, 8 years later, they were able to bring forward the Prius, which was the most successfully selling car. That type of innovation is harder to manage, and actually the expectations around that type of innovation are harder to manage.
Stelios Kavadias, thank you very much.
This program was produced by Cambridge Judge Business School as part of its online broadcast series.